Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL Show. I'm yours, Ben, and joining me now down the other end of the line for a little results roundup from last weekend across the Northern Premier League, we're joined by Mr. Northern Premier League himself. It's T Got Everyone, social media officer for the Northern Premier League. Hello, James, how are you?
Evening, Ben, how are you doing?
I'm all good. We should say on this week's show, we're going to be joined by a few managers. We've got Jamie Milligan, manager of Bamber Bridge, joining us later in the show. We're also going to be joined by Craig Lynch, manager of Morpeth Town, and Mikel Overs, John McGrath as well. And of course, we've got some post-match reaction from last weekend in the league. Plus later, we're going to be doing probably, I'm going to go out on a limb here, James, and say the most pointless fixture preview we've ever done. And we're going to be doing that with Mark Rovers, who's far from pointless.
Oh, I remember it 2 years ago with Andrew Snave.
Oh, yeah, we did do it with Andrew Snave, didn't we? It goes, yeah. It's an annual thing, isn't it? We're going to be joined by Mark Rovers later, a non-league report from the northeast of England. You never know. We are recording this bit of the show on Wednesday. As I look outside my window, a duck has just gone past. So, pretty windy, pretty rainy, and pretty horrid. But stranger things have happened. But one thing we can say, James, is we did have some results from last weekend. Shall we start with the FA Cup? And just offer our big congratulations, but commiserations to Buxton. They did give it a good go, though.
Yeah, and I honestly thought Buxton were the better side that day as well. They at least should have got a replay out of that. It's just every opportunity they had going forward, and every opportunity they had got to score, it just completely went away. Either the wind caught it at the wrong moment, or it just hit the crossbar. Fantastic saves. Theo Richardson, what a game he had there. Absolutely horrid conditions. And in the second half, played against them a little bit as well, I feel. But they were a better team. There was that feeling that there could be an FA Cup shot there, but it just never came. And Buxton just didn't have the luck that day. So all credit to Buxton. They played fantastic football. And they deserve something out of it, really. It's just, I mean, obviously, having a full stadium in itself is a fantastic achievement.
3,642, the official attendance at Sutherland's, which is phenomenal stuff. Like James says, I mean, congratulations to Buxton. Commiserations, though, at the same time. But definitely something to build upon for the remainder of the season. And that takes us to Buxton's next game, and that was on Tuesday night. A 5-1 victory over Scarborough Athletic, and that sees Buxton go top of the table now, James. Just to give a little insight into the games played, Buxton have played 19 games, 1 point ahead of Bamber Bridge, who played a game more. Buxton are 2 points ahead of Matlock, who played a game more. But South Shields have now played the same number of games as Buxton. The gap between the two is just 2 points. So it's awfully poised as we head towards this weekend's matches. Fingers crossed some of them go on this weekend, and Mark Rovers will be joining us later. But it's setting up what could be a good Christmas as long as COVID and the weather stays away.
Indeed. So, I mean, going back to that Sky result there, it was just overdue from the FA Cup game, it feels, because Buxton absolutely relentless against Scarborough. You knew that they were a little riled up about what happened on for the FA Cup game. And it's been coming for a while with Buxton, really. I don't think they've really hammered a team so far. It's just unfortunate Scarborough had to be the ones to take the brunt of it, really, especially with Scarborough's recent form as well.
Like we said, Buxton, top of the pile. But we should go back to Saturday's matches now in the league, because there were six matches which survived the weather. Where should we start? Let's start with the one that affects the top of the table the most, Matlock Town. Matlock Town started the day in second spot, but as we said, by Tuesday night, they were in third position. That's because on Saturday, they were beaten by Stafford Rangers by 3-2. Both teams ending the game with 10 men. Stafford Rangers going down to 10 men with about 15 minutes left. Matlock Town going down to 10 men in added time. But the all-important goal was a penalty on 74 minutes from Jake Charles to see Stafford Rangers taking all 3 points. That's a big result, not just for Matlock Town, James, but also for Stafford Rangers. They're now 5 points from the playoffs.
Yeah, indeed. And again, I think someone said last week as well in the review show, Stafford Rangers are going to have a very, very decisive couple of weeks with the fixtures they had coming up to decide if they're going to be true contenders. I think it was Berkey, if I remember off the top of my head.
Well, certainly a good victory for Stafford Rangers last weekend. Let's have some post-match reaction now from Causeway Lane. Here's Matt Hill, manager of Stafford Rangers, speaking with Stafford Rangers' YouTube channel shortly after the final whistle.
Oh, Matty, what an afternoon of football that was.
Yeah, it's an eventful game, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah, just obviously from the off, I was struggling with his back, so we had to be forced to make the change. And credit to Louis, this is what we're saying about players being ready to go. And Louis come in and done very well. Obviously, with the conditions, it was more of a dog-eared performance. But one performance we're really proud of.
Yeah, I mean, said if we go in just one goal behind, we've got a chance here. We've got a good chance here with the wind in our favour in the second half. And yeah, I think they battled really hard.
Yeah.
But it was a good game, you know. I mean, Matt Lock gave everything as well, didn't 100%. He? As you'd expect from a team at the top, you know. But we've completed the double over.
Yeah,
delighted about that.
Yeah, of course. You know, they're up there for a reason, and you know, a very good team. You know, they're well drilled in everything they do, and like I said, we knew that we had to compete. You know, if we wanted to get anything out of the game, but again, the lads have done that, and. We can be pleased with our day's work.
Another big game next week. It's United, isn't it, next week? You know, they'll bring a good crowd with them and hopefully get a good atmosphere at Stafford and, you know, continue our push for getting into the playoffs. We've just got to keep in touch with that sort of top six, haven't we?
Yeah, to be honest, the name of the game to start the season was to, you know, make sure that we're competitive. You know, we didn't want to be around the bottoms where we have been, and we're just a work in progress, so we'll continue to keep working hard. Each game is tough, you know, we know that, but they give us different challenges, and FC United will give us a different challenge, so we've just got to prepare the best we can and be ready for next week.
Matt Hill there, manager Stafford Rangers, speaking to Stafford Rangers YouTube channel following that 3-2 victory over Matlock Town last weekend in the league. A link to Stafford Rangers YouTube channel, by the way, is available in the description to this podcast. Big thank you to the media team at Stafford Rangers. Saturday, the 4th of December, some more results to talk about from last weekend while you're here, James. Shall we go to Basford United? Basford United in 8th position, a 1-1 draw with Stalybridge Celtic, who are now in 11th position. The gap between Basford United in 8th and Atherton Coles in 12th is just 1 point. If I go down to Lancaster City in 14th, it's 2 points, and Radcliffe in 15th, just 3 points. It's awfully tight, isn't it, James? And that result there at Greenwich Avenue doesn't really help matters, does it? But Scott McCaw scoring the equaliser in added time for Stalybridge.
Yeah, Basford just can't seem to get any luck at all at the moment. They've played great football. It's just even late goals that have just cost them points or, again, sendings off.
Let's talk about Warrington. Warrington with a 5-1 win over Lancaster City. A big, big win last weekend. Jordan Buckley scoring a hat-trick in that game as well for the Cheshire side. That's a good result, isn't it, for Matt Beasley?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we were questioning a bit last week as well about can Beasley keep Cardin's form running from when he's left. Obviously, he's not 8 unbeaten in the league. But it's one thing I said last week about Warrington's next couple of games and going to be Whitby into this a little bit, even though they didn't play. Their next two results are going to be very crucial to where they're going to be in this race. And with the postponements and with Matlock dropping points, Warrington, you can't really rule out anymore. They're only one win away, really, from joining that race for promotion at this moment. They've got a massive potential there to going to be the ones to really watch the next couple of games.
Well, Warrington overtaking Whitby Town, who were in action on Saturday. 2 points inside the playoffs now are Warrington Town. 5 points ahead of Stafford Rangers, as we mentioned earlier. Let's go to another result from mid-table land. Morpeth Town, a 2-0 victory over Gainsborough Trinity. That sees Morpeth, as we mentioned earlier. It sees Morpeth, what, 1 point behind FC United and Stalybridge Celtic. 2 points behind Scarborough and Basford. What a run. What a run. They've put themselves back into comfortableness from relegation talk and all that. But next step, and we'll be in for Craig Lynch in a second, next step, surely, with the run they're on, is Warrington, Whitby, and certainly Stafford.
Yeah, the next couple of games are going to be similar to Warrington. The next 2-3 games are going to decide where they're going to be, really. And obviously, the 3 games they've got in hand to play against those are against sides around them. So they've still got to play Warrington, which was called off because their FA Trophy match a couple of weeks ago. Still got to go to Stafford as well. So, yeah, it's all in their own hands. And it's starting to seem a little bit like two seasons ago before the big null and void happened, where they started creeping up a bit of time. So, I have 5 games on hand on everyone. The perfect position to push for second. Now, it's still a little bit more of an ask this time round compared to then. But they're going about it the right way. It could cause a big upset, especially for them six sides.
Well, let's hear from the manager of Morpeth Town. It's a welcome back to the show now to Craig Lynch, who I caught up with on Friday. Well, Craig, a big thank you for joining us and welcome back to the show. Before we get to this weekend's match and the potential for it and the festive run-in more generally, let's talk about last week. Great victory over Gainsborough Trinity, and the superb run just keeps on going. I mean, firstly, how was last week at home to Gainsborough?
Yeah, well, we started the week at home to Basford, and they were a really good team, and that was a massive win. And then we rolled it into Saturday against Gainsborough, and I said in my interview for Morpeth after the game, no disrespect to Gainsborough, but it should have been 8-0, 6-8-0 easily. Second half, we created loads of chances, but we didn't put them away, missed a penalty, and then our keepers made a good reaction save off his face at 2-0. So sometimes you've got to punish teams. And you give any team now a league a little bit of hope, and the scoreline can quickly change.
So as a result of that, you've leapfrogged over Lancaster City, and you've made your way into 13th position. Not quite the top half of the table just yet, but not too far away now. So how are things going? Because as well as being in 13th, you're only 2 points behind Basford and Scarborough now, and a point behind FC and Stalybridge. So it's gone pretty well since we last spoke. Continues to.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, for a minute we are flying. We're on a good roll. Only lost to South Shields in York City, so it's not too bad teams to lose to. But I've seen in this league before, it can easily change. We've just got to keep our winning mentality or that not losing mentality. I think sometimes a point, I'll take a point and just keep some momentum going. And good teams have the right mentality. They're relentless, and that's what we've got to continue to be.
10 points from the playoffs, Craig, as well, we have to say. That's got to be on your radar now, hasn't it, for the second half of the season?
Yeah, you've got to think positively. But remember where we came from. We were bottom of the league, and now we're creeping up the table. I think we've got Witten to play tomorrow, all being well for weather, and we've got Scarborough. So we've got 2 games left of this year for the league, and we'll see where we are. Possible 6 points, and I think if it comes to Whitby on New Year's Day, we could be looking at playoffs. But Witten game's big; they're not far off, they're not far below us. So again, we just got the old cliche of taking a game at a time, and I'm just ticking them off as we go.
Now, a couple of years ago, the main story about Morpeth, because I think points per game, you're either second or just off second if points per game was used. You're not quite at that crisis level yet of how many games in hand, but how important is this match tomorrow against Witten Albion if it passes its pitch inspection? And that's a big if. How important is it to get games played over the festive period, as many as you can?
Well, it depends on what you want the answer to be if this goes out before tomorrow morning.
I'm afraid, Craig.
No, it's massive. We've got Witten. Witten are obviously one that played, but we've got Ashton rearranged, Stalybridge rearranged, Warren in the play rearranged, Lancaster rearranged. And if we beat Lancaster next week, Grantham's got to be rearranged. So it's a big ask. And yeah, we want to do well in the trophy, but we need games on. We need tomorrow on. It's massive for us that it is on. I'd rather go down tomorrow. And yeah, it might be a bit of a leveller with the pitch, and it might be awful, but that's the way it is. Not every time it can be pretty. We're very fortunate to have a 4G pitch down, but we've got to go to these places and a bubbly pitch, and this is where you roll your sleeves up and you find a way to win.
And just to talk about the FA Trophy as well, because you're at the third round stage next week, as you've already touched upon. It's getting a bit serious now, isn't it? And a home game against Lancaster. What's your thoughts on that challenge next week? Well, I've got you in.
Yeah, again, Lancaster, you know what you're going to get. Be a very, very strong team in our league. We've already been up to us twice, so it's probably the worst one for them to come up again. But it's a game, anything at home, we'll take anything at home at the minute. We're doing well, we turn it into a little bit of a fortress. And it's a game to get to the last 32, I think. So it's another game to do well in cup competitions. And I've said before, the FA Trophy over the last few years is won by teams who you wouldn't really expect to win it. So there's no reason why, especially at home, we can take advantage of that and just get to as far as we can.
And just a call to arms, really. Obviously, tomorrow, as we record this on Friday night, it's Witten away. But next week, that home game against Lancaster City, come one, come all, there's been some great occasions there at your gaff, hasn't there, this season? So more of the same next week in the trophy.
Yeah, definitely. With two teams on, we give everything, and it does get a little bit feisty, but I think that's what it's about as well. We had a good game. It was my first game in charge against Lancaster, 2-2. We had a man sent off. They scored a penalty in the last minute. And then they had a man sent off in the following week in the FA Cup, and we went on to win 4-1. But the games of Lancaster are always fiercely competitive, and they always give a good account of themselves. So it's going to be another tough game.
Craig Lynch there, manager of Morpeth Town, speaking to me on Friday. And we'll be talking more about the third round of the FA Trophy on next week's show, as we'll be joined, hopefully, by the managers at Nantwich Town, Matlock Town, Lancaster City and Radcliffe. But back to the league. Of all the postponements from last weekend, we were talking about how important two matches were down at the bottom end of the table. Both those matches remarkably took place. Firstly, Micklover 2, Grantham Town 2. I think you said last week, I can't remember, James, but you were saying how a draw doesn't really help Grantham, but it's a start. And Dennis Green must be happy with the first half against Micklover for Grantham Town. 2-0 up at half time, but unfortunately for Grantham, big congratulations to John McGrath's side though. Micklover got two late goals in that game to share the points. I'd imagine it's mixed emotions for Grantham after that one. And a get out of jail feeling a bit for Micklover without actually fully knowing what happened in the game.
Yeah, again, Micklover will be the happier with the two sides there. But obviously, the number of games they played is going to start being a factor for him in the next couple of weeks. So, yeah, a draw's not really helped both sides. But again, first game for Dennis Green there. And just to get off the board, it's a step forward. It shows that they've got the capability. They've made a couple of signings recently. It is a tiny step forward, and that's how you can get, sometimes with clubs, it gets the ball rolling with new managers. One big result for them, they're going to be underway again. They've got games coming up soon over the Christmas period. That's going to be another massive game for them.
But certainly a good point for Micklover at the weekend with those two late goals at Grantham Town. Leaves Micklover outside the playoffs on the same number of points as Ashton United, a point behind Witten Albion and Hyde United, and a point ahead of Gainsborough Trinity. Let's judge the mood now at the Derbyshire Club. On Friday, I caught up with their manager. It's a welcome back to the show to Micklover's John McGrath. Well, John, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to this weekend's fixture and whether it'll be on or not, but just to talk about the last result against Grantham, How important was that second half and those two late goals?
Yeah, very. You know, we obviously scored 80, I think it was 86 and 94 minutes. So it was like the elation, the feeling of, you know, those two late goals. But then soon quickly realised that it's 2 points dropped. We created enough chances to win three games in the first half. They broke twice, scored twice. So they were pretty efficient in front of Ness, and but yeah, important. I think it was that never said die attitude of the players. They just kept going and going and going, and it was a really, really important point for us.
I know what you said, touched upon there about you know, perhaps loss of 2 points and all that, but just the nature of grabbing a point the way you did in the closing stage of that game, that's certainly. I mean, have you noticed a bit of a galvanising effect maybe and something to build upon from that in training this week?
Yeah, it was funny because the lads had their little Christmas night out after that, and we've got a really good group anyway. And they turned up to train on Tuesday, and there was just a different atmosphere. There was a bit of a buzz about the place again. And like you say, sometimes you can look at the negatives and say, right, 2 points dropped. But the lads have been buzzing, and you know, we want that to be a catalyst now to kind of turn our season around.
And all that being said, John, I mean, you've only suffered one defeat in the last four. I know there's two draws in that, but one of those draws was against Warrington. So, you know, glass half full and all that.
Yeah, definitely, mate. We looked at, you know, 4 weeks ago, we started to get players back. Like I said previously, you know, we had eight of the starting 11 all missing due to injury. So we've got five of the eight back now, and I'm just seeing a slightly different team now. The lads are chomping at the bit to come back and play. The lads, so we've now got a fuller, stronger squad because of it. But yeah, last four games, you know, if we continue this form and turn a couple more draws into wins, we'll be okay.
And here's the other thing with that point from the weekend. I mean, looking at the league table, you know, you're on the same number of points as Ashley United. I know they've got games in hand, but, yeah. You know, points on... I'm going to use a cliche. You'd rather have points on the board, wouldn't you, than the games in hand at this stage. You know,
100%.
A point behind Witton Albion, a point behind Hyde United, one win away from Radcliffe, not too far away from the likes of Lancaster and Morpeth. So, I mean, what's your thoughts towards the festive period about the possibilities?
It's obviously an important part of the season, Christmas time. You know, it's great. It's quite a hectic schedule. You know, we've got important games coming up. I think four of our next seven games are against people in and around us, or like you say, within touching distance of us. I think there'll be loads of football and changes of positions in the next 3 or 4 months leading up to April time. So we just concentrate on ourselves. We concentrate on we've got an in-house plan. We know we're behind where we should be from the beginning of the season, but we've had to reassess that with injuries and things like that. So I know we'll be okay. I know I've got a group of players that are chomping at the bit, like I said, to go and win games of football. So it's important that we pick up points over Christmas because, like you say, the points on the board is as important as anything.
Now, we are recording this interview on Friday afternoon, we have to say. There is a game scheduled tomorrow up at Whitby. I don't know what the weather's been like on the Yorkshire coast, but, I mean, it'd be good if it was on, wouldn't it, I suppose? And a Saturday trip away would be better than a midweek one.
Yeah, look, we want to play football, you know, Saturday, Tuesday. We're all competitors, we're all football men, so we want to play games of football. Weather-wise, probably be breezy and wet up there, but it's a lot more attractive place to go on a Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock than a Tuesday night in maybe January or February.
Having been up there always on a Tuesday night, I don't know if you're correct or not, because I've never been on a Saturday, so we can't really comment. But John, just a closing thought. If it's on, I mean, it's a tough game away at Whitby at the Turnbull Ground, but what's your thoughts heading into the game itself if it's on?
They're a good side. We played them early in the season. They beat us 2-1 at home. It was a good game. It was quite tight. It was quite close. You know, we'll go and play how we play. You know, we won't change our style of play, for anybody. We'll go and give it a good go. We're still carrying 2 or 3 injuries, but like I said, we've got 4 or 5 of the lads back now. So if we go pick up any sort of points at all, it'll be a good trip for us, but we've got to start picking up points sooner rather than later.
Michelover manager John McGrath there speaking to me on Friday. So as we discussed there, Michelover on the same number of points as Ashton United, a point behind Witton Albion and a point behind Hyde United. For Hyde United, beating Nantwich Town by 1-0. Brad Roscoe there scoring just after the hour mark at Ewan Fields. That's a huge result, and it sees Hyde United up to 16th in the league table. The gap between Hyde United and Nantwich Town, who are now in the automatic relegation places, is just 3 points, though. So it's awfully tight. And in between Hyde and Nantwich, we've got Witton, we've got Ashton United, we've got Michelover, and we've got Gainsborough. I mean, what's your thoughts on that victory there for Hyde United? Very, very important, I'm going to suggest.
Again, I think Berkey and Simmel both said it last week. Both needed results just to reaffirm themselves. Hyde's form again started to pick up. Nantwich Town, other side, just can't seem to get result from anywhere at the moment. It looked like it was a tight game.
Well, let's have some post-match reaction from that game now. Here's assistant manager at Hyde United, Martin Coyne, speaking with our very own Berkey from 26-0.
So, Martin, 1-0 win against Nantwich Town today. Done the double over in this season and our first clean sheet since we played them back in September.
Yeah, the lads were brilliant, especially second half. Second half, they dug deep. We got the goal. I was always confident that we was going to score. With our front line, I was always confident that we was going to score. It come from a defender, as it happens. But a fantastic set piece. You know, something that we worked on this week. Something that the gaffer works on constantly, and Tongi's delivery was superb, and Brad's finish was excellent.
I wouldn't say we rolled our luck quite in the first half, but I think Nantwich probably had the better of the play, but second half we came out really on it. We really stifled up until the last minute, really. And what did you say to him at half-time?
Well, we said to our side, just get the ball down. I said, you know, it's better off on the deck than it is in the air. You'd be more confident. You're confident when you've got the ball at your feet, or 5-10 yard passes, and it'll come through. And it did. It did come through. And I thought there was a lot better team in the second half than the first half, from back to front. Some fantastic saves by Joe Green. But yeah, real happy with that. Real pleased with the performance.
Next week, we're on the way up to South Shields, a team who we've had some decent results against in the past.
Yeah.
I assume you're looking forward to that.
I look forward to every single game, I'll be honest with you. It doesn't matter who it is, I look forward to every single game. And you know, when the gaff is back next week, and we'll prepare the lads accordingly for the game next Saturday.
And a big thank you to Berkey and 26-0 there for that clip. That was Martin Coyne, assistant manager of Hyde United, speaking after that 1-0 win over Nantwich Town last Saturday. We've said the disclaimer already. We are recording this show, this bit of the show, on Wednesday evening. The bit with Mark Carruthers, which is coming up in a second, is on Thursday evening. So we might know a bit more about where we are with the weather then. But at this stage, social media, this is your bread and butter. Where can people keep across everything that's going on Saturday, be that actual matches or postponements, dare I say it? How can people keep abreast of it all?
So best way to keep hold of postponements on the day, we'll be tweeting out any postponements or any pitch inspections we expect on Twitter at Northern Premier League, and then at Facebook, Official Northern Premier League, Instagram, Official Northern Prem, TikTok, Official Football Premier League, and as we speak now, even though we record this on the Wednesday, so it'll be live when you listen to this on a Friday, I've just pressed a nice little button that's launched the Goal of the Month competition for November. All of it's ready to vote, and the voting will close on Monday night. All the links are across the social medias now.
Please tell me you've got The Life of Riley by the Lightning is playing on the background, please. You've got to.
YouTube's copyright will absolutely hate me for that, so
damn you,
sadly not.
YouTube. Oh, delightful, wouldn't it? It'd make everyone feel
it would be.
Like watching Match of the Day in the mid-90s. Brilliant stuff. But anyway, James, a big thank you for joining us. You have a lovely weekend, and we'll catch up next week, my friend.
No, thank you very much.
And a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us this week. But it's now time for our fixture preview. And shortly, we're going to be joined by the manager at Bamber Bridge, Jamie Milligan. But before that, let's kick things off with the big welcome return of Mr. Mark Carruthers. Hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. I'll quickly jump in here and say that I have just cursed everyone in the league by saying we should have a full fixture list on Saturday. You did say you should have recorded it, so I thought I might as well throw myself under the bus. But there we go.
So, listeners of the show will know that the bit we just did with James, that was recorded on Wednesday. At that point, I was about 90% convinced there were going to be no matches this weekend. So, I made a joke about Mark coming on, taking one for the team, you know, doing a match, a fixture preview, a pointless one, in all fairness. But we're recording this bit of the show on Thursday. Now it's 70%. Admittedly, where I am, it's still raining, but it's Manchester, so what do you expect? But you're in the northeast, Mark, and you think it'll be all right, so who knows?
It is. You know, it's well known for its tropical temperatures in the northeast, so I can imagine we'll be fine up here.
So the best thing to do before we start this fixture preview is to say, if you're listening to the show on Saturday morning, look outside your window, go, ooh, and then check social media and the mpl.co.uk before setting off to your match. But at time of recording, we've got a full list of fixtures this weekend. And we should start with the league leaders. They're taking on Aston United at Silverlands this weekend. I am, of course, referring to Buxton, who got knocked out of the FA Cup, unluckily, last weekend. Bounced back in a big way midweek, top of the league. Can they stay there? This is a tough game against Aston.
It is. And I think you can't underestimate how big that win against Scarborough Athletic was. I know it does often happen when non-league clubs come out of the FA Cup after such a good run. They can suffer a bit of a dip in form in the league when they return to the, I'm going to throw a cliche out here, the bread and butter of league football. But what a great win that was in midweek, that 5-1 win against Scarborough. Got them back on the positive side. Obviously, they've been dealt an injury blow which they'll just have to get on with, won't they, for at least a month, I think it is. But Ashton United, you say it is a tough game, it will be, but Buxton, after that midweek win, I think they'll come through it. I keep looking at the fixture list, and you know, I know four of the next five games are at home. It has traditionally been a strong base for them. But the other game is that Matlock Town away one, which I'd imagine there'll be a big crowd, and that should be some game the day after Boxing Day.
Yeah, that's one for television or something, surely.
It is.
But this weekend, Buxton taking on Ashton United at Silverlands. Do I jinx it? Do I curse it? It's on a 4G pitch, so you know how that sentence finishes, don't you, dear listener at home? So Buxton against Ashton United this weekend. Bamber Bridge currently sitting 1 point behind Buxton. They have played a game more. They're a point ahead of Matlock Town and South Shields. They're taking on Scarborough this weekend, knowing that, you know, if results go a certain way, they could be back top of the league again. I mean, it's been phenomenal for Bamber Bridge this first part of the season. But again, it's a tough game this weekend against Scarborough, who a bit unknown, aren't they, really? They blow hot and cold, and who knows what's going to happen this weekend from them.
Which probably makes them even more dangerous opposition. I mean, you don't know which Scarborough is going to turn up. Is it going to be, you know, the one that got that win against Baseford a couple of weeks ago? Is it going to be the one that went to Buxton and got hammered in midweek? You just don't know who's going to turn up. But we know what Scarborough are about. We know that they have got players that can hurt teams. So, yeah, I think Bambridge are going to have to be on their game and do a professional job here. I don't know if it's just me, but I do feel as if, and I could be wrong here, that not a lot of people are talking about Bamber Bridge in terms of the title, because you look at the clubs around them, you know, the likes of Matlock, South Shields and Buxton, they tend to be the focus. I dare say they will see it as probably a good thing, you know, that no one's talking about them. They can go into games with little pressure other than what they put on themselves. So that could work in their favour. I think they'll come through this one. I think they will get the win, but I don't think they'll go top of the league, because I think Buxton will come through their game.
Well, let's judge the mood now at Bamber Bridge. And on Friday, which is the future, as we record this bit of the show, on Friday, I caught up with a manager at Bamber Bridge. It's a welcome back to the show to Jamie Milligan. Well, Jamie, a big thank you for joining us. And we should say, big disclaimer, we're recording this interview on Friday lunchtime. There's been no pitch inspection or anything like that at this stage. So fingers crossed for tomorrow's match. But I've got you on just for a bit of a catch-up, more than anything. Heading into last weekend, Bamber Bridge were top of the table. So it's I'm assuming the mood's good at the St Tom Finney Stadium.
Yeah, definitely. All the players, there's a good atmosphere around the club. You can just sense it, you know what I mean? And we're a really young squad, so it's a great experience for them to be up there in the league and experience and being at the top. Because a lot of them, bar a couple of the experience, have never had it. They've never been at the top of the league, so it's great for them to experience it and be talked about. And they've handled it brilliantly, and down to a T, every single player, including the lads that have not been getting the game time, have been excellent.
And this next question is a bit tongue-in-cheek as well, Jamie, just to say, but on last week's monthly show, following that win over Baseford, I said, well, Bamber Bridge have now broken through the 40-point mark, so I don't think relegation is going to be on the agenda this year. It's now a question of staying in the playoffs, isn't it? And maybe even competing for the title as well. I mean, how do you keep a lid on all this?
Yeah, I said to the players and stuff, there's no pressure on us. No one expects us to be where we are, because at the start of the season, we were 100-1 to win the league. Do you know what I mean? With the lowest odds. And that's just galvanised the players and the squad. Do you know what I mean? And I think in my team talk before the game, when we could have gone top, I think I mentioned in the team talk, listen, we win today, lads, we're safe. So, do you know what I mean? A bit tongue-in-cheek, but that's the way it is at the club. There's no pressure on the boys at all. They just enjoy going out and playing, and I let them off the leash. As long as they play to a structure that we work on, they've got a free rein.
So relegation's not on the agenda. The other question that's being bandied around a bit now is how many playoff spots are available for everyone else in the division now? Because the top four that you're a part of have really broken away from everyone. I mean, I'm just looking down now. You've got an 11-point lead to seventh and Stafford Rangers. The title's one thing, but maintaining form and staying in the playoffs, that would be a great achievement, wouldn't it, in itself?
Yeah, you bang on, Ben. It's maintaining the levels that the lads are at.
And if we can stay in them playoffs and finish in the playoffs, it's an unbelievable achievement for that, for the football club. If we could go and win it, I know it's a long way off. There's a lot of football to be played. That'd just be, it'd just be great for the club and the fans. But like I say, I don't look that far ahead, to be honest with you, as cliche as it is. We just look at the next game and try and win that game. And if we stay up there, we stay up there.
And how important is, you know, I mean, we've touched upon it here, but we're approaching the halfway mark now. You know, this game against Scarborough, you've got Gainsborough away next Saturday. I mean, how important is the festive period now for putting a marker down and getting a springboard into the new year?
Yeah, it's massive. I think it's the biggest stage of the season. If you can get to this point of the season and be in a good position and have a good December, January, I think you're going to be there or thereabouts. We've got some massive games coming up, but we're going into them and thinking we can win everyone. We don't go in there thinking we need to change the way we play or be defensive or anything like that. We just go out there and try and score goals. And if we outscore teams and win, brilliant.
And last question, Jamie. Fingers crossed the match is on tomorrow. What's your message to the Bamber Bridge faithful as we head towards this festive period now and 2022 with the club very much with a spring in its step?
Yeah, I just hope that the fans just keep coming on and supporting us. They've been great. They've been great with me since I took over, and they've been brilliant with our young lads. They really took them in. And I just hope that we can carry on entertaining them on the pitch. And I'll be happy with that.
Jamie Milligan there, manager of Bamber Bridge, speaking to me on Friday. Matt Carruthers, non-league reporter from the northeast of England, is still with us. And let's talk about Matt Locktown. Matt Locktown, currently sitting third in the league table, travelling to Stalybridge Celtic this weekend. Use a cliche, there's no easy games in this league and all that, but when you're taking on one of these teams in mid-table land in the league, it's a tough game, this one, for Matlock this weekend. But I do get the impression that they just need to get going again, don't they, after a couple of shaky results, let's say.
Yeah, I mean, you look at that last weekend, the home defeat against Stafford. I think not many people probably saw that coming. And they'll want to bounce back. I know Matlock, you know, traditionally do bounce back from defeats like that. But again, it's probably not a bad fixture to have. Stalybridge will possibly think that they could push for a playoff place if they can put a run of form together. Again, I think Matlock will come back from this, and I think they'll get a win on Saturday, purely based on the fact they need to bounce back after last weekend.
Yeah, the away form for Matlock Town's not bad. I mean, they've only won defeat in the last six on the road for Matlock. Let's talk about South Shields. This is a game you're going to this weekend. South Shields taking on Hyde United. Hyde United, a brilliant result for them last weekend. Back-to-back wins now in the league from Hyde. Without knowing fully, safe to say, when a team goes on a run of form, and when I mean that, I mean back-to-back wins, the chances are it's because some players have come back into the squad. So, I mean, what's your thoughts on this game? It's a tricky one. And I think Hyde United at Mariners Park's been a tricky fixture in the past, I seem to remember.
It has, yeah. And that's something that gets brought up quite often. But I know throughout the time in the NPL together, they have, you know, the Hyde have given South Shields some tricky moments. I should say, you know, the South Shields were hoping to have Jordan Hunter back for this game, which would be a massive boost for them, because I think we all know what, I think he got voted in the team of the year last year, didn't he, in the certainly in the NPL show one. Jordan's a key player for South Shields. You know, he gets forward from fullback, but he's been ruled out possibly until mid-January, with the recovery from a broken arm hasn't gone as well as expected. So he'll be a miss. They have brought players in. They've got Brandon Taylor on loan from Darlington, so I dare say he'll fill in for them. And it's a big occasion for the club as well, with the new stand opening there. It's finally opening this weekend. I think I saw they'd sold 700 tickets for it. So big occasion, but they do face a dangerous opponent in the Hyde, as you say, looking for that third win. Or fourth up win, if we include the Manchester Senior Cup win that they got. So there is a bit of momentum building. They do have a tricky trio of fixtures in the lead up and over Christmas, all the way. So this one, again, I will say I think South Shields will come through it, but I don't think it'll be as clear cut as that.
I'm going to throw these next two fixtures in together for obvious reasons, because it's two teams competing for the last remaining playoff spot at the moment against two teams who are desperate to get themselves away from the relegation places. Firstly, Gainsborough Trinity hosting Warrington Town. Warrington Town currently in the playoff positions, 5 points behind South Shields and Matlock Town, and 7 points off top spot. But Warrington are only 2 points inside the playoffs. Whitby Town are the team 2 points behind them. Whitby Town taking on Micklover this weekend. Micklover in 19th, Gainsborough Trinity in 20th, within a couple of points of Nantwich Town, currently in the relegation spot. So, Mark, are you of the view now, as we approach Christmas, that there's only one playoff spot remaining for the rest of the league? Or are you of the view that there's a long way to go yet, but if definitely Warrington and Whitby would prefer victories this weekend to keep themselves in that playoff hunt?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be surprised if anyone else away from the top four, you know, if anyone else was guaranteed a playoff place. I think they are pretty much in there as it is, unless something spectacular happens second half of the season, which obviously, as you say, leaves one playoff place remaining. Warrington, now I could be wrong here, and please, you know, forgive me if I am, but I'm fairly certain they haven't lost since they lost at home to Basford in September in any competition. Is that right?
Oh, that's a shout.
If you take out the penalty shootout loss against Morpeth in the trophy, which is a draw.
Basford was their last defeat.
You know, they're on an unbelievable run of form in terms of, yes, they've drawn a few, but they're just not getting beat. So confidence must be high. Had that brilliant, you know, the 5-1 win against Lancaster last time out. Jordan Buckley getting hat-trick. I saw the manager talking about Jack Mackworth as well, the form that he's in. So everything feels positive about them at the moment, about Warrington. So for me, it's still very early to say this, but you would say they are favourites to get that fourth and final playoff spot. But Whitby, I think, and I say this, we talk about Whitby all the time, like every season is, could this be the year they really force their way in to the playoff places? And there's enough talent in that Whitby squad to really threaten. Again, we talk about bouncing back. They had that defeat against Nantwich, didn't they, in the FA Trophy in the last game, which feels like it was forever ago, doesn't it? It's been a strange time with teams not playing. But I look at that Whitby squad and I see a lot of very talented players that will help them recover from that. They've got a nice little run of fixtures coming up. I think 5 of the next 6 are at home. So they want to make the most of that. It'll be interesting to see where the two sides lie, the other side of the Christmas period.
And that takes us to this next game now. Stafford Rangers against FC United of Manchester. FC United have had, I can't remember which team you were referring to earlier about you don't know what you're going to get with them, but that certainly can be, you could certainly say that about FC United. But as we approach Christmas, if FC are going to get in the playoffs, they need to beat Stafford. Stafford themselves, though, they must have one eye now on that fifth spot, because that's well within reach, isn't it?
It is. It was Scarborough, by the way, the team we're talking about. I'm not sure what will turn up, but I mean, this one, yeah, it's focusing purely on FC United. It does feel like a must-win game because next Saturday they go to Buxton, which will be a tough one. And then day after Boxing Day, Bank Holiday Monday, they've got Ashton at home and then go to Ratcliffe. So, and then they're at home to Warrington. So it's a, I could keep going here, by the way. I've got fixtures in front of me. And then they go to Bamber Bridge. So
no, you know, easy games in this league, Mark. Has anyone said that yet?
Someone should, yeah. We should start finding ourselves a pound chunk for every time that we throw a cliche out. But yeah, that's a tough run of fixtures coming up and you know, starting with a very, very tough one at Stafford, who will be buoyant after that win last week at Matlock. So it feels like one FC United because of what comes after. As much as Saturday's game, it feels like one they have to win, but I would make Stafford slight favourites and I wouldn't be shocked if it was a home win.
There we go. Let's go to Basford United. Basford United currently sitting in eighth. They're 8 points from the playoff spots at the moment, having played a couple of games more than the likes of Warrington and Whitby. Basford travelling to Lancaster City this weekend. It is early days. I think we could say that. The league has taken shape, but there's still time for teams to get back into it. But it's exactly what we said with FC United now. You basically need to start winning at this stage of the season to give yourself a bit of a springboard into the new year. Otherwise, the likes of Whitby and Warrington are just going to run up the road even further, aren't they? So a must-win for both teams.
Yeah, I mean, there is a lot of football to be played, but generally when you get into this Christmas period, the league, as you said, is kind of not quite set in stone, but certainly you can see where people are going to finish. Now, looking at Basford, I know they gave Morpeth a decent game a couple of weeks ago when they lost 2-1 at Craig Park. But it just to me feels as if they they can't win at the moment. You know, they are struggling to get wins. Looked as if they'd done enough to beat Staley Bridge last Saturday, but obviously that late equaliser denied them. But they haven't won a game in any competition since beating Leake Town in the FA Trophy at the end of October. So they're in a little bit of a sticky spell at the moment. The sooner they come out of that, the better. Won't be easy going to Lancaster. Never is easy going there. And I'm fairly certain Lancaster will have more than enough in that squad to get a win that they need just as much.
Okay. Atherton Coles currently sitting in 12th position. They're 9 points from the playoffs as things stand at the moment. They're travelling to Grantham Town this weekend. Grantham currently 7 points from safety. It's interesting, isn't it? Because we kind of said last week, I think we had Dennis Green on the show the week earlier, that a point against Mickleover is a start. However, I think, given the nature of how Mickleover got that point last week, it's a bit of a punch in the stomach for Grantham. I think this squad's potentially a bit better than it was a month or so ago. So who knows how they're gonna bounce back this weekend at home to Atherton Coles.
Well, I think with that you make a good point about the way Mickleover came back and the manner of how they got that point. Now, points aren't enough for Grantham, I would suggest, at the minute. They need to start getting wins and they need to get them quickly, because 3 wins in 20 league games just isn't good enough. You know, that's probably the most obvious statement that'll be made on the show this week. But you know, going into the last 5 minutes of a tough game at Mickleover, who are also struggling 2-0 up, probably thinking, you know, this is the start of our comeback. This is where things, you know, the launch pad to survival. But then to let Mickleover back in, you know, 2 goals in the last 3 minutes. It'll be interesting to see the psychological impact of that on the Grantham squad, on the management, and how the management go about picking them up from that. It's going to be a tough game against Atherton. But I'll be intrigued to see where Grantham go from here, especially after what happened last week.
Whit and Albion are hosting Morpeth Town this weekend. Read Craig Lynch on the show earlier. Can I say this? Yeah, I'm going to say this. If there's one team outside the top six at the moment who you'd think they could do it, couldn't they? And it would be remarkable if they did. But
it would.
But you know what I mean? I feel like they've just got the wind at the backs all the time, haven't they?
Well, we had this discussion on the we recorded the Sunderland Echo Northern Goal Show last night to preview the weekend, and we said the same thing. You know, I asked the question of the two guests of, can Morpeth, could they push their way into that playoff picture? And the emphatic answer was yes. Now, it's going to take a bit of luck, and they are going to have to continue on the form that they're on. I think it's 2 defeats in 19 games in all competitions since Craig Lynch went in there, initially as caretaker, I should say. But the one thing that he does have now, he has a squad of nigh on a fully fit squad, which Stephen Turnbull at the start of the season didn't have. There were key injuries. And that's not to purely put that form down to the injuries, but they certainly didn't help. But I look now and there's goals coming from all over the pitch. You know, good, solid 2-0 win against Gainsborough. I heard Craig's interview after the game where he said 2-0 was a bit of a let-off for Gainsborough. I'd be interested. At some point, they will lose a game. And I think that'll be a key test of the improved mood around Craig Park. You know, how do they react to that defeat?
Well, they kind of did, though, didn't they, against South Shields? And they kind of just moved on straight away.
That is true, and it was notable that Craig always points out that the two defeats have come against full-time sides. There was South Shields and York City in the FA Cup as well, so he's very keen to point that out. But I think they'll get a win this weekend, if I'm honest. I know Witten are only sat, a few places behind them in the table, only 3 points, but I really fancy Morpeth to go down there and get a win, purely based on the fact that confidence must be sky-high there at the moment.
So let's just keep a thought for that fixture this weekend for the next game I'm talking about. So Witten Albion taking on Morpeth Town. As we said, it's a tricky game for Witten, but they are at home, but it is a tough game. We've already mentioned Gainsborough Trinity taking on Warrington Town and Mickleover travelling to Whitby Town this weekend. So I'm leading up to this next fixture here, basically, by highlighting those three games. Nantwich Town against Radcliffe. The chances are that there's going to be teams above Nantwich who drop points this weekend based on league positioning and form. It's a huge game, this one, for Nantwich, isn't it, really?
Oh, it's one of those, I think, you would look in the fixture and think that, I wouldn't call it season-defining, but certainly it could be a pivotal fixture for them if they can get the win. And again, there's been slight hints of an improvement from Nantwich. I mean, you know, that 1-0 the win at Whitby in the trophy certainly showed that. They got a draw at Buxton, didn't they, not too long ago, a couple of weeks ago. But then by the same token, they lose at Hyde and then they were well beaten at Scarborough. So they just need to put a run together, and I think there's enough quality in that squad to do that. They will see this weekend as a big chance to kickstart that season and to really try and move away from the relegation spots. You're looking, you just went through the fixtures there. The clubs above them, they could leapfrog, and if they can get a win, they could be, you know, up, I think I'm right in saying, as high as 17th or 16th if everything goes their way.
Yeah, I was going to say, I did miss off South Shields against Hyde as well, which is a difficult game for Hyde. So, you know, they could be on 22 points. That could be the same number of points as Witton Albion and Hyde, and it could see them 2 points behind Radcliffe. So one win and all's forgiven, basically, isn't it? Season back on for Nantwich.
It is, and this is what I mean when I talk about possible pivotal weekends and trying to make the most of them. They do have a bit of a distraction next weekend with the FA Trophy, so they could find themselves in a situation where going into those Christmas fixtures, with them not being in action because of that FA Trophy tie, they could find themselves back in the relegation spots if results go against them. But I certainly think if they want to get the season going and to try and move away from the bottom end of the table, this fixture is massive for them and bigger than it is for Radcliffe.
Well, that's all the fixtures for this weekend. And as I said, do check outside your window. We are recording the show on Thursday this week. So at time of recording, no matches have been postponed. And based on Mark Carruthers' extensive meteorological knowledge, he's basically said it'll be fine. Especially if you're on the eastern side of the Pennines. So do check outside your window on Saturday. Do that weird picking up grass and throwing it in the air like you're about to put a drive through a par five. But anyway, Mark, just before you go as well, just to mention for Tuesday, Warrington Town hosting Radcliffe in the league on Tuesday, weather permitting, of course. That's a big game as well for Warrington. And Radcliffe, we didn't really mention it, but they're 11 points from the playoffs themselves, so not beyond them at this stage of the season, that's for sure. But Mark, just before we go, just a quick plug for your work. Not just one match report on the papers this weekend, but two. Where are you off to?
Yeah, an MPL double as well. So Hebburn Town in the East Division, they play Stockton Town, two former Northern League rivals. And that game's at 1 o'clock because of storm damage that took place at Hebburn. One of the floodlights came down, so the game's kicking off slightly earlier. And then I'll be heading off to the First Cloud Arena just along the road to use its official name at South Shields for that game against Hyde. So looking forward to quite a hectic Saturday. Should be hopefully two good games.
Well, Mark Carruthers, a big thank you for joining us. Just a quick plug for your Twitter feed as well before we go.
Yep, it's Mark Carruthers _ for plenty of senseless waffle if you enjoy that sort of thing.
Excellent stuff. Well, Mark Carruthers, big thank you for joining us. You stay dry. You already are, aren't you? You're in the Northeast. Something there. And have a lovely weekend. And a big thank you to Mark Carruthers for joining us this week. But that's it for this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Just a reminder, just in case you've not looked outside your window yet, this show is pre-recorded across Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, long before any decisions are made or matches being played on Saturday. So the best thing to do is check social media before setting off to your game on Saturday. But a big thank you to all my guests this week for joining me. Remember, for all the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website at www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.